Blog Talk Radio.
Please hang up and try again.
Hey, it's Thursday, March 24th. Almost through another month, man. And it's in like a lion, supposedly out like a lamb. But this is Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, the tree hugger. And we've got some special guests tonight. Let the intro die out. So, with us on the phone tonight, we've got a special guest, Chris Hackard from Austin Canoe and Kayak. And I think that his marketing guy, Roland, just showed up. Area code 512, you're on
here.
You're there?
Yeah, I sure am. Thanks.
Do you have a last name, man? Because he just told me you were the marketing guy, Roland.
Yeah, that's it. Roland Marketing. Roland Jimenez.
Roland Jimenez. All right, man. Well, welcome aboard to Kayak Fishing Radio. And this is, like, totally informal. And we have a good time here. I really appreciate you guys showing up. Also on the phone lines is Rob DeVore. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing, bud?
All right, how are you?
I'm good, man. Bill Haywood Howard, how you doing, Bill?
Good. How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, yeah. Wishing we were fishing, man. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And Dino Bowling from Georgia Kayak Fishing is with us on the line. Hey, Dino, how are you tonight,
hey, buddy?
How
y'all
good.
Doing?
Good, man. Seen any fishing lately?
Man, it's been, the wind is howling here, dude. I mean, I come across the lake today from work, and I thought I was at the coast. There's literally white caps on Lake Lanier.
White caps on Lake Lanier, so.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, welcome to Chris Hackard and Roland Jimenez from Austin Canoe and Kayak. They've been gracious enough to join us tonight, and we're gonna grill them on some stuff, man. We've already, before we went live, started talking to him about his Facebook page and his LinkedIn page. So are you ready for this, Chris?
Absolutely.
It's all in good fun, man.
There's very little I can get flustered by.
Okay. All right. So
I just crossed over Town Lake here in Austin. I'm driving through downtown Austin and saw about three or four kayak anglers out there.
Awesome. Sweet. It's still daylight over there, right?
Absolutely. It's 84 and sunny.
Awesome. Wow. Awesome. So we also have a chat room going. Roland, I don't know if you're near a computer, if you're on a computer or just on the phone. Rob is going to be watching that for us. So if there's a question, he'll pipe up and let us know. And we've got a couple of folks in there. We've got a fellow from upstate, up in New England there, Hammerhead, Greg, he's one of our, joins us from the Yak Angler crew. We've got Yak Hack, I believe, is in Jacksonville, and Aaron from the east coast of Florida over around Titusville, some of the regulars that join us here. So, and there'll be more that'll filter in through the evening. But, so Chris, where are you from originally, man? It says here,
I grew up outside of Detroit. I went to college in Cleveland, spent a little bit of time in Chicago, Atlanta, uh-huh, before relocating to Austin.
Cubs or Sox, man?
Tigers.
Tigers. Good answer.
Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, and Michigan.
All right. Cool. And
I enjoy any sporting event.
Awesome. So that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
So you've been doing the Austin Kayak thing here. I'm looking at the About Us page
about
from
6 years.
About 6 years now, yeah.
Yeah. Been with. Basically, we were all working at the headquarters in Atlanta there for Home Depot,
mm-hmm,
and Peter came down here to work for Dell, and stumbled across this little kayak shop in a corner of a little strip mall And basically, the guy was selling it, and we looked around and said, you know, if he's doing this just part-time, think about what we could do full-time. So we basically just started brainstorming on how we could, you know, really dive into the market. You know, I loved canoeing. I grew up canoeing, took canoeing classes in college, you know, fished with my grandfather out in North Carolina on the French Broad every summer. And, you know, it's something I've been doing my whole life. So when they said, hey, let's buy a kayak shop, I said, okay, let's go.
Sounds like a plan, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so
I was basically single at the time, so so it wasn't that hard of a job.
and chicks dig kayak shops, right?
Not as many as you think, but
it's a good place to pick up women, man. No, I don't think so. But plastic is always good. Well, cool. So you started out, you're a fisherman. Did you start off kayak fishing? Did you start off canoe fishing? You mentioned North Carolina.
Fishing, yeah, fishing from the banks. I didn't kayak fish for the first time until we bought the business.
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody was really doing it at that time. I think my grandfather had a little John boat that we'd go out Lake Brevard in North Carolina and drop a line in. From time to time, but, you know, 6-7 years ago, I hadn't even heard of people doing it out of there. If we were going fishing, we were going on a boat.
Cool. And so are you hooked? I mean, is it something that you do now regularly, or is it the business keep you away
from it? Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, obviously the business takes up a great deal of our time, but I actually managed to get out about a month ago. Roland took some pictures of me.
Okay, so you got proof, right, that it happens.
Absolutely. It does happen.
And I'm going to direct on over to Roland there. Roland, how about yourself, man? Where you come from and your background in fishing and stuff?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I grew up in South Texas and, you know, used to go fishing with my dad growing up, and it was bank fishing as well, you know, with a bag of pork rinds, big red, and a bag of peanuts, and just sit there and then, you know, catch, I don't remember what, but fast forward up towards my, you know, when I was in my 20s, I got reconnected with the outdoors and kind of regret that I didn't spend as much time outdoors as I should have when I was younger. But, you know, I had my 20s to deal with it, and I enjoyed it. And as time went on, I was fishing off a bank one day, and I just couldn't, you know, there was a lot of people, you know, fishing and couldn't access the point that I wanted to access. This guy comes down from the top of the hill with a kayak, jumps in, and takes off down the river. And I said, man, there he goes. That's what I want to do. A few years later, I actually started my own shop. Austin Canoe and Kayak was my competitor.
We buried
him. I knew Chris. I talked to him, you know, here and there, and you know, several reasons I had to close the shop. You know, economy, competition, you name it, family, and you know, I guess about a year later, it kind of got reconnected with Chris and. With my marketing background and combined with the experience I had running my own shop, I guess they thought it was a good fit and brought me on board.
So it wasn't like a hostile takeover or anything?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I kind of initiated the conversation, I guess. But yeah, I love kayak fishing. You know, I don't get to do it as much as I used to. Just even a summer, you know, last summer I went quite a bit, but definitely busy with Austin Canoe and Kayak, but, you know, we're excited being immersed in kayak fishing. You know, it's all around us. I joked about it on Twitter the other day. I said, you know, it's kind of a tough job because all day long I'm cropping and editing pictures of people kayak fishing. Here I am sitting at a desk, but, you know, it's a great job. I enjoy it, and Austin Canoe and Kayak is a good company to work for.
Mm-hmm. Well,
every time you sell a boat, it feels like you're catching a big fish.
Cool.
There you go.
So now your shop, is it on the water? Or do you have a facility there where people can try out the boats and stuff?
No, we have, yes and no. We have three locations, one in San Marcos, the original store in Austin, and then a third store out in Houston. and we're located in, you know, normal shopping areas. We're not located next to water, but we have a program where if you want to take a boat to the water to try out, we'll let you do that. And then twice a year, we put together these festivals where you can try out 70 kayaks all day long. They're actually coming up April 9th and 10th here in Austin. And from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we have nothing but people trying out different kayaks. And it's a great way to get side-by-side comparisons of the, you know, 12 manufacturers that we carry.
And is this the first time you're having this event, or have you done it every spring?
No, this is actually the fifth.
Cool.
And it's evolved year after year. You know, the first year we took 15 boats down to Town Lake and just threw them out there and said, you know, who's going to come? And then we found a lake close to us, close to the Austin store, and, you know, brought 40 boats. And then we started inviting vendors, and they were thrilled to be there. You know, they've set up tents, and, you know, we brought 60 boats. And then last year we had, you know, 70 to 80 boats where we have all the vendors, we have clinics going on, we bring in a chef who uses a single burner to cook food all day long for people to try out. We have raffles, we have, pretty sure I said clinics already, but I'll say it again. You know, we'll teach you everything you need to know, from rigging out a boat to how to get it on top of your car, to where to go to paddle, and how to be safe.
Cool.
It's just been an evolution year in and year out. And, you know, some of the folks that are familiar with Jersey Paddler or your Canoeacopias, you know, this is similar to that, but, you know, we're doing great deals, great discounts, and you get to try out pretty much everything we have in the store that day.
You know, that's really important, too, because we've had this show, it's live, small audience, but over the last 4 months, we've been averaging about 1,500 to 2,000 people that pick up on our podcast. It goes straight to iTunes, and they can pick it up off of Blog Talk Radio. And some of the shows that really get a lot of interest are those shows where we talk about the basics, and we talk about, you know, the simplicity of getting started in kayak fishing and all. And that's really important, because a lot of people, you know, they look at the plastic boat, they think of it as Tupperware, and they think, there's no way you can go out and catch fish. And I carry around my iPhone with pictures of big fish that guys have caught, some that Bill and the other guys from the show have got into the boat. And people are just, wow, you can really do that in that little boat? And it's like, yeah, you know, like the Native Americans did it for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, actually we've got some mad props here coming from one of our regulars, Yak Sushi, in the chat room there. He's the guy from yakangler.com, and he's touting your awesome customer service. So, and
that's what we set out to do. And people ask us all, because, you know, we've grown by leaps and bounds over the last 5-6 years. We've won the last two Retailer of the Year. We won People's Choice Retailer from Canoe and Kayak Magazine, which is, I mean, that's people who are using us voting.
Right.
And people always ask us, what's your secret? What's your magic bullet? The fact of the matter is we answer the phone when it rings, and we answer emails when they come in. And when you come into our stores, we take care of you like, you know, like we would a family member.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the gist of it. That's our magic bullet.
And now the other two guys that are there at the shop on your About Us page, Steve and Peter.
Yes.
Now it says they're brothers. Are you one of their brothers, or just them?
I might as well be.
You might as well be, right?
But no, they're brothers. They're separated by 3 years, and then I was just a good friend that, quite frankly, I was cheap enough, and I worked really hard.
Isn't that the way it is, though? Hang on just a second. We've had the lady of the evening show up, and we've always got to give her a quick hurrah. And hey, Dee, how are you tonight?
Hi. Sorry I'm so late.
Those are Dee's kids. They always get excited when she shows up. Dee
yeah,
Kaminsky.
Hurrah to everyone else.
Dee Kaminsky is our resident female fishing guide that teaches us all to fish like a girl. And she's with realkayakfishing.com. In fact, one of the guys in the chat room right now, Hammerhead from, I think he's from New York. He's up there in New York.
New Hampshire.
You know, he told us he was going to fish in Florida, but he didn't tell us he was fishing with you.
Okay.
But he gave you many props. And I think that's the smallest trout that I've ever seen caught in the world. I mean, it was as big as the little popar or whatever it was he was using.
Yeah, that was an eighth-ounce gold spoon, and those things are really tiny, and we kept pulling those in. It was really funny. I said, you know what, we just got to take a photo. And he's like, damn, we should have had that smallest fish contest now.
Yeah.
Trout
this is like a perfect little trout.
Yeah. It was
man,
great.
I feel like I catch a lot of dinks, man. That was like the smallest I've ever seen.
See, tonight we have with us Chris Hackard and Roland Jimenez from Austin Canoe and Kayak. And they've joined us this evening and are talking to us. So just want to give a quick hello to you when you showed up there. But so back to you, Chris. We were talking about so you got these demo days coming up, right? And what are the dates on those?
April, help me out, Roland. 6th and 7th?
April 9th and 10th for Austin,
sorry.
Or I guess Central Texas. And 16th and 17th for the San Antonio, New Braunfels, San Marcos area. And then same weekend, 16th, 17th of April for the Houston area.
Okay.
If you go onto our website at austinkayak.com, the front page picture is of the demo days. You can get directions, dates, times, all the clinic information right there.
Okay. And you guys do all the clinics yourself? You bring anyone in? Any special
names?
No,
we actually – not special names you'd know. Well, Fishman Phil out of Corpus will be doing the clinic down in – the fishing clinic down in San Marcos. Roland, do you have the rest of that list with you?
Yeah, I don't got any names on it, though, but
yeah, it's mostly going to be reps. Or people traveling in. Actually, probably doing the fishing one is the new Confluence rep for this area, Blake Bartlett.
Dino, was he one of the guys from Confluence that we worked with last year?
I'm not sure.
No, he's brand new. He was actually one of my first employees in the San Marcos location and has gone on to bigger things.
Okay.
I think Chad Hoover is the one that helped us out, Chip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, what do you tell people that come in and go, hey, I've seen this, you know, these guys in these kayaks out there fishing and stuff. What do I need to know? What do I need to do?
Well, you know, it's funny. That's not the first thing people say when they come in. You know, the fishermen come in and the first thing they say is I don't want to do any of that fancy whitewater stuff. And our first response is, well, that's fine because we don't have any whitewater here in Texas, so you're good.
You're golden, right?
You're golden, yeah, absolutely. So, the first thing we're looking to do is figure out what somebody wants to do. You know, do I want to fish the rivers? Do I want to fish the coast? Do I want to fish the lakes? And then start figuring out a boat that fits them. You know, do I want to paddle? Do I want to pedal? You know, how much gear do I want to carry at a time? You know, what brand is the best? And you know, we carry all quality brands, and And it's, you know, helping people figure out what kayak's going to fit them the
right.
best. You know, you don't want to stick a 300-pound man in a 250-pound weight capacity boat.
The freeboard gets a little small there then. But
yeah.
So you carry like 55 different models of kayaks, right, and canoes.
It's probably, you know, all told, it's probably about 100 different models.
Mm-hmm.
We currently carry Hobie, Confluence, Water Sports Products, Wilderness Systems, and Perception. We carry Ocean Kayak, Native, Feel Free, Malibu. You know, we pretty much run the gamut of your fishing kayaks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually quite preferential these days to the Pro Angler. I don't know how many people have seen that one, but it's a lounge chair with pedals.
That boat is a beast. Holy smokes.
I've seen some guys with some really rigged out ones, too. I mean, it's like, it is a premium boat.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. People, you know, people come in always saying, you know, how do you want to rig this out? And it's the first thing they say is, just put whatever, you know, you think. And it's like, I've got 600 different accessories. your boat's going to look like a carnival.
Right. Just put it all in there. Give me like 24 rod holders. And like that one picture on Yak Angler, some guy, he had like 100 miles of DOT reflective tape on his kayak. So you could be seen. You put that on kayaks for people?
Absolutely. We'd put it on kayaks and paddles.
That boat comes with a tiki bar and a kitchen sink and, you know.
And a valet, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So. We had one boat come into our workshop in Austin last year. It was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. I mean, electric bait well inside, bilge pump, an electrical bilge pump that actually ran.
So you had like a little float switch and everything? I think you must have dripped. Yep, we just lost him. You're up, Roland. He's going to have to pull over now and redial. So we're all going to talk about him while he's not on, right?
There you go.
So,
poor guy. We talked about him enough already.
is he like the stepchild of the group?
No.
No?
Not
at all. It's got to be.
Well, it depends. Is this being recorded? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's being recorded. It'll be a podcast. It'll be on iTunes in about 15 minutes after the show ends. So,
I better watch what I say then.
Yeah.
He said he needs his job.
Says
yeah,
he
needs
his job.
Boss man right there.
So, well, Roland, until he gets a chance to dial back in, as far as marketing goes, I mean, it seems like, at least, you know, for all of us in the sport and everything, that kayak fishing and kayaking is kind of a growing sport. What do you see from your perspective?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, I think in the beginning, a lot of people had more questions than anything else, and now you're just finding people. I mean, like Chris was saying, people show up, and, you know, most of the time they already have an idea of what they want, but a lot of that's based on the simple fact that there's so much information out there, and, you know, everybody's got their websites, which are, you know, wealth of information, forums, even Facebook and Twitter have played a big role in that. So I certainly think it's a growing sport, and access to that information is even, you know, going to, I think, even increase those numbers.
Sorry about that. I can't figure out what happened. I've been sitting in the same spot for 10 minutes.
We're talking about you.
What's that?
Chip, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. I'm here.
Okay.
But
did you mute yourself?
I did. I hit the button. I had to cough. But we asked Roland, you know, it seems that the sport of kayak fishing, kayak angling, kayaking in itself, just getting in the outdoors is growing. And he said from his perspective as a marketing guy for you, he seems to be. So, and it's evidenced by your growth to three shops now in the last 5-6 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and it's, I mean, it is the anglers driving the boat. It's a bad pun, but I don't care.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good, really. The anglers are driving the boat.
They are. And the evolution of products we've seen, the thought process that boat companies that have been in business for 20 some odd years, you know, they've got full R&D departments now figuring out how to make the biggest and best fishing vessel that's the lightest.
Right.
That's really all anybody's looking for in this sport.
And then you've got the cost of fuel. And I know that's a big deterrent. If you could see the list of guys that are in our chat room right now, I guarantee you that quite a few of them have or have had boats sitting in their backyard and have turned to kayak.
I'm still sitting in the backyard.
There's a still there, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had a center console with a 135-gallon tank, and it just make you cry, man, to go fill that thing up. But kayak.
We go to those boat shows, and we just put up a big sign. No insurance, no gas, no docking fees.
There you go.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, in the state of Texas there's no registration required for kayaks, right? Or
No. But right. I have a feeling it's coming soon.
Right. Yeah, there's always a strange
when every fifth around. When every fifth car has a kayak on it, they're going to figure us out at some point.
Yeah. Some kind of use fee or something like that. You know, hey, they're not paying the ramp fees and stuff, so.
Right.
Is access seem to be a problem in your area? I mean, how much are you in touch with the local guys there that are doing the sport?
Access?
Yeah, like as far as getting into the water and everything, yeah.
It's funny you should say that, and I'm not sure how much we can talk about it. But okay. we've got a new iPhone app coming out that's going to be very helpful in that realm of the world.
Okay. Enough said. We'll look forward to seeing
it. I'll kind of leave it at that. Get on our newsletter, and next Wednesday you'll find out all about it. It's a very, very exciting new step for us.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be very exciting for the fishing market.
Very cool. All right, well, we look forward to that. But
access around here is fantastic. We have specific kayak launch points down all along the coast. We've got two books that were written about angling the Texas coast. And I mean, it details every launch point from one end to the other. And, you know, Texas Parks and Wildlife is very, very accepting of the kayak life. I mean, most of their game wardens and things like that do their surveys in kayaks.
Mm-hmm. I know one of the first times that we started doing the kayak thing, well, I was in the Marine Corps for a while, but actually we lost him again. No, you're still there. We lost somebody else. But I was out on the West Coast, so I have a Cobra fishing dive, or the Big Yellow Barge, as it's easily known, and did a lot of diving off of that. And then down in Florida on the West Coast around the Crystal River area and stuff like that, going in and in the springs and all, fishing and diving off of that. But as far as we got a question that came up from the chat room for you, products, man. What's the coolest product that you've seen this year? And I'll ask it of both of you, both you and Roland.
Coolest product.
Mm-hmm.
Give me...
Be it a boat or some accessory, something like that. No fair quoting from ICAST.
There's so many, I'm trying to come up with one.
Okay. Well, give us a couple if you can't narrow it down. We won't pick. We don't play favorites here.
The new MTI, basically self-inflating PFD,
okay,
is really cool. It also holds some liquid, so you can use it as a drink holder as well.
Okay.
That's something I think is outstanding for those of us who don't want the bulky jacket. We brought in some new Columbia Tide watches where instead of having to, you know, go find a paper or go online and look for tide charts, you can have the tide right on your wrist and know the movement. So, you know, when those red are trying to get out, you know where they're going to be. That's been a really neat one. And then the Boca Grip, which, you know, probably isn't that new of a product, but it is new to us.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's one of the best fish grippers out there.
Cool. How about you, Roland? What do you think from a marketing perspective? Interesting products?
Yeah, well, it's not so new, but for me, I mean, kind of like Chris just said, for me it's pretty new. I've always been a big fan of the Native Watercraft Ultimate, which I still really enjoy. One of my all-time favorite boats. I like to fish, you know, flat water, so I'm not concerned about, you know, having to sit on top. But recently, I've been playing around with the Wilderness Commander 120 and 140, and I got to tell you, I'm really enjoying those boats. I've been, you know, grabbing them from our rental fleet, and I went fishing just a couple of weeks ago. I went crappie fishing on the San Gabriel, which is northeast of Austin, about half an hour. And, you know, a lot of the same features as the Ultimate. I'm sure many are really familiar with the Ultimate. The Commander, it's been around, I think, for 2 years now, but still, you know, pretty new to many. But I'm really enjoying that boat. The comfort. I got a herniated disc that I've, you know, been dealing with for about 5 or 6 years, and, you know, the seat really... makes it easy for me to enjoy the day. And of course, I like the stability factor. I'm a tall guy, so I got to stand up and stretch quite a bit. So I'm really enjoying that as well. But also, I've probably been carrying for a while now, but it's the GoPro camera. I don't actually have one yet, but I'm you know, making every effort I can to obtain one. The one we carry now is a helmet camera, but I want to get one that I can actually install on the boat itself so that, you know, when I'm fishing and I actually catch something, you know, I can get it all on film. You know, part of, you know, being a marketing person, we want to try to get some more videos on our website. So that's another product I'm really enjoying right now or want to enjoy here soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, fish porn sells, man.
It does, man.
You know, another one that I wanted to touch on was that, you know, the Wildcat lighting. I'm not sure how many people are carrying it right now, but if you're doing any night fishing, you've really got to check this stuff out. It's like having, you know, a navigation console in the boat as well as throwing some green lights, or you can get your green and red nav lights up front and really attracting some good bait fish to the front of the boat. It's definitely worth checking out.
And what was the name of that product again?
It's called Wildcat Lighting.
Wildcat Lighting?
It's been on our website for about a month or two now.
Okay.
But, whew, they're flying out the door.
Cool. Well, and Roland, Dee Kaminsky there, who joined us a little bit ago, she is a native endorsed guide, so she cool. Probably appreciates the plug.
Yeah.
Dee's out there in her little camouflage boats all the time.
That thing's pretty cool, man, that Wildcat thing.
Yeah, Rob, have you tried one?
Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I do the majority of my fishing at night, and like half the battle is, is putting lights out, you know, up so that people can see you, you know, boat traffic and everything. And, you know, but I usually fish, you know, stuff like lighted docks and stuff like that. But that thing, that's really cool, man. Cool piece of gear.
I feel like I contributed something tonight.
Yeah. throw that link up there on the chat room there, Rob. He, as you guys say something, he throws a link up in the chat room. People pick it up.
Yeah. So. We actually have a blog post that, that was just released, I think, a couple of weeks ago. One of our very own, I can't remember his name, in San Marcos, you know, installed one on his, took it out, Seth, I think, or...
Grant.
Grant, there you go. And he wrote up a little article about it, so if you guys get a chance, it's austinkayak.com/blog. It's about 3 to 4 articles down. He provided his own photos as well.
Cool. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool.
I'm going to – you got anything else you want to do a shameless plug for here while we get – I'm getting ready to open it up to Buzzard's Roost and let him go after you.
Not really. I kind of may want to come back and talk to you next week about. I kind of forgot about the app. So.
No problem, man. I mean, feel free to join us anytime. We'll we actually next week we're gonna have with us is gonna join us the group from the Jamaica Bay kayak fishing tournament are gonna join us. So.
Oh, cool.
They put a little plug up on the web on the Facebook page the other day, and I invited them to come in and talk about it. We've got another tournament that I believe is kind of a casting for recovery type thing also that goes on up at and is it Cumberland? We got a little bit of a delay that goes into the chat room, but I believe it's at Cumberland Lake in Kentucky. And they do a casting for recovery type program. I notice a lot of the paddle sports and all are really generous minded and really into giving back to the community and stuff. It's real community oriented. And that was one thing that I did want to ask you guys as far as I go by the tree hugger on some of the forums. And I always have to ask people about their sustainability perspective. And what do you guys got going on as far as sustainability? What are you thinking about?
In regards to what?
In regards to Austin Kayak, I mean, what kind of environmental perspectives do you keep? I mean, certainly we're in a pretty green sport. You know, we don't have any emissions other than the carbon dioxide that I put out when I'm breathing hard after pumping against a current. But do you got any? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're big sponsors of the CCA,
okay.
and sometimes that gets a great reaction. Sometimes it gets a not so great reaction. I don't know.
Everybody has an opinion, man.
The room's gonna go, but we do a lot of work with the CCA, there's another group down in Houston called PAC that we support. They actually do a lot of work with getting launch points cleaned up and usable for kayak anglers.
Okay, cool. Well, that's great. I mean, that's what it's all about. And Roland, there was a quick question that came back up from Samantha. She's part of the Yak Angler crew that's in the chat room. She said, "What seat did you say that you liked with your back problems? Or is it just the Native in general?"
Yeah, well, it's both the Native seat and the Native Watercraft Ultimate seat, and also the one that's on the Wilderness Commander. They both come standard with the boats themselves. And the high backs, you know, the wide bottoms, and the ability to adjust the position of your legs is what I think is key for me. I would like a little more lumbar support, but Native, I don't know if they make it still, actually, but they used to sell a little lumbar support piece that you can attach to the seat. But that's really it. I mean, the high back and the fact that it's a stiff high back really helps me out quite a bit.
Right. And Dee's like, she likes the ability to recline.
Yeah.
And Mark from Yak Angler is like, I guess it's time to buy a commander. So, we just had Rob Choi join us. He's from the East Coast there. Another one of the pro staff guys from a brand new pro staff guy from YakAngler.com. So I'd like to welcome him aboard. Get Jeff Madre, another fellow. You'll see those names rolling around on Facebook. But, yeah, everybody in the chat room is agreeing with you that the Native seats are the best. And we're getting ready to we try to get out and do some fishing events, you know, and it's really easy to jump from Atlanta down to, like, Jacksonville. And we just had a big trip that we did down to Jacksonville a couple about a month ago. And we're going again next weekend. We're going to show up down at Mosquito Lagoon and fish with Dee and another one of our guys, Chuck Levi, another guide from the local area there. We had an awesome day of fishing when we went with them. There was about seven of us, and we caught like over 200 fish in an afternoon, or we were out from the morning till about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we were just catching redfish one right after the other. But so we'll be headed down to Mosquito Lagoon on a week from tomorrow to fish down there, and I think I'm gonna have to paddle Dee's Native Ultimate around. Is that cool with you, Dee?
Which one?
Which one?
Yeah.
Go with the 14.
The 12? You want the 14 and a half?
I'm a big old monster.
Yeah.
14, you've got to go with the 14, man.
Yeah.
I think the 12.
You sink to 12, yeah. I'm 6'2", 240, and I got a head on me that's the size of, you know, a Prius. So,
that head alone is going to make you tip.
Yeah, I mean, I have a problem. I have the Cobra fishing dive, and even at 36 inches wide, man, if I just look right, I'll flip over, you know. So. Now I'm getting ragged in there, so. But, well, that's cool.
Don't wear a hat.
No hat. It's like a sail, man. You get the bill turned around backwards, and the next thing you know, you're fighting the wind and everything. So, Dee, I really appreciate you guys showing up. Dee, you got any questions for him? You're supposed to write out questions.
I love them. I've ordered many products from them. They don't, you know, they don't actually know who everybody is, but yeah, they're very well known, and I love their stuff, and never had any problems. You know, shipping's quick, always up to date. Everything's awesome.
Yeah, that is something.
Thank
you guys. Your shipping is incredible. You know, it's like ordered on Monday and it gets to Atlanta by, you know, Wednesday. That's pretty cool.
If you place an order at 4:49, we're going to get it out the door.
Awesome.
That's right. I'll agree with that 100%. I've had that happen.
I've laid down in front of the FedEx driver.
Got the little tape gun going, right?
I don't want to hear about that story, okay?
You don't hear about that?
No.
In front of his truck.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
Yeah. The D is our. Do you guys have like a shirt that says "Fish Like a Girl" on it?
We don't.
We need to find one for D. We've been looking at several, but D is our resident.
I'm in the process of actually figuring out our women's shirt line. So. You wanted to say "Fish Like a Girl," Dee?
Well, you know what? It has nothing to do with me. It has what Chip wants to do. Chip is going to have it done, okay? And ironically, do you really think a shirt that says "I want to fish like a girl" is going to sell to many men?
That's true.
Well, no. I'm. I, I, I don't want to ignore the women. I want to get a V-neck out there that, that women will wear.
You know, that is something as far as gear for women. Go at it, Dee.
Well, again, you know, a lot of guys are thinking that women are, you know, it's hard for me to say exactly what I'm looking for other than the fact that I'm a small person and there aren't very many women's clothes that fit me. So I just make do with what I can. I mean, one of my girlfriends that I fish with, she laughs at me because I'll pull a pair of Columbia pants out and I literally have a shoestring holding my pants together to keep the belt tight so they don't fall down past my ass. You know, I call it my Florida cracker belt, you know, because there's no pants that actually fit me. I have to use a shoestring, you know. That's my size issue. I don't think it's a woman's issue because women don't have anything different. Their needs aren't any different than what a man's needs are other than that we don't have the sizes that we're looking for. We use the same rods, the same reels, you know, same line, whatever. But our clothes are always, they're hard to come by, you know. That's about it, you know. If you could find something, and not pink. I mean, I don't know about other women, but I'm tired of pink clothes. I don't want pink. I like camel color, right?
they need like the Navy. They decided they needed camouflage utilities now, so they have these blue camouflage utilities, like they're going to hide in the waves with them. So.
Well, I you know how they say match hatch, you know, when you want your bait to look the same, you know, with what's going on. Why wouldn't your clothes match the sky or the trees behind you or whatnot? Why would you wear hot pink? I actually have a fluorescent style orange shirt that I wear.
I wear it because it looks good.
He wears it because it looks good. There you go. So you wear a fluorescent orange?
I think the fish can see me. I can, yeah, and I think the fish can see me when I have this orange fleece jacket on that I wear once in a while. Remember I pull stuff out of my bag to stay warm once in a while?
Yeah.
I pull out this fluorescent orange shirt, and I think they see that. Just me.
You know, I think they do. In fact, from a marketing perspective,
why would you have different color
bait? Blair Wiggins' new line of fishing rods is a blue rod, they say, and they actually market it that it matches the sky, so the fish can't see you casting.
I have seen that.
Well, yeah.
There is certain like fishing camo, quote unquote, that they I saw that in the latest edition of there was an advert for it. Florida Sport Fishing, I think, and it just looked like, you know, kind of regular camo, except it, instead of, they had different ones, too, like, they had, like, mangrove camo, and they had, you know, like, the sky camo, you know, like a cloudy, partially cloudy sky looking camo. I don't know, man, I don't know if that would help you or not, because it would still be, you'd still have a silhouette, you know, I would think.
I just got this picture of you, Rob, stopping at like the Walgreens up the road from Mosquito Lagoon and buying a couple of boxes of cotton and sticking it on your head so that you look like a clock.
Yeah. There you go, man.
Well, I agree with looking good, of course, and professional. But I also believe that if they had the colors that weren't so girly, I would be buying them more, you know?
Don't want to be girly on the water?
You know, it's really hard to explain, you know?
It's got to work. I mean, that's the thing, right?
I think I'm more function than I am form, you know?
Right. Okay.
Although bikini weather's coming up, and I got to have something that matches my clothes in the underwear department, so.
Right. get the SPF 50 bikini on, right?
There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, we've been kicking it here for about an hour, and I really appreciate you guys showing up. We usually go around the table now and ask folks what their plans are for the weekend. That's why we do it on Thursday, because we figure it's about the time of the week that everybody's thinking about going fishing for the weekend, what's coming up, and then we ask them what they did the last weekend. So Rob's first in the queue. So Rob, did you fish last weekend, man?
No. I had a family thing, but I'm going this weekend.
Okay.
And I should be fishing a lot this weekend because I'm planning on doing a couple of night trips. So I think I might camp on one of the barrier islands. Oh. I'm still trying to convince my fishing buddy, but it's a good chance I'll be out all weekend.
Cool. And what are you going to target?
Well, I'm going to target the dock lights. So whatever is at the dock lights, it might be sail cats or snook or big trout. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Whatever will be biting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it looks like Roland, you're next in the queue, man. When was the last time you fished?
Well, like I said earlier, I went a couple of weeks ago to do some crappie fishing. I tried doing a little white bass fishing.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be running right now, but they weren't biting. And then after a while, I talked to a few people, and nobody else was having any luck, so it made me feel a little bit better. But I think I'm going to try to hit the San Gabriel River again east of Austin. And I've been thinking about doing a little night fishing as well. I don't have a wildcat lighting system installed, but I can certainly rig something up between now and then. So hopefully I'll do some crappie fishing on Sunday morning.
Okay, awesome, man. Well, please, whenever you got a chance to call in, let us know what's biting. The idea here is not to compete with forums or blogs that are out there. We just want to get together on a Thursday night and chat about fishing. We always throw pictures up and stuff that everybody can go find on a link, but it's kind of fun to listen and talk to folks. And Chris, how about you, man? You doing any fishing this weekend or just working?
I am going fishing. I'm going to take my family out to Lake Georgetown. We're going to have some fun out there. And then I'm going to go dive for the fishing rod I stupidly dropped about 3 weeks ago.
You're going to dive for the rod, huh?
So I'm going diving for the rod.
It must have been a good one.
If it's still got the bait on it, yeah, I'll throw it a few times.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. So you guys fish mostly freshwater?
Yes, but where the switch clicked on for me is the first time I went down to the coast and hit the Lighthouse Lake trails. And I was just in heaven, just trying to chase reds back in these little mangroves that were, it was incredible.
It's a lot of fun. When you have an epic day like that, man, it's just awesome. I mean, catching or not, I mean, that's what they call it, fishing, right? But I mean, it's a lot of fun. And it's really fun from the perspective that you get from fishing from a kayak, too, because you're right down there up close and personal with them, so. And before we get done here, biggest fish you've ever caught in a kayak?
I caught a 21-inch trout last winter. That's my
brown rainbow?
No, one down at the coast.
Oh, okay, speckled trout. Yeah, okay, sea trout.
Speckled trout, yeah.
Awesome. How about you, Roland?
Yeah, definitely down at the coast. I don't recall the exact numbers, but I certainly have brought in a few larger redfish, nothing over, the 27, 28-inch mark. But that, when you're in a kayak, even a 3-pound bass feels like it's a huge fish.
See those guys over there catching them big bull reds on the Texas coast, man. They're like 40 inches, 47.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then you need to visit Tampa there and Bill had to leave a little bit earlier, but those guys out there with the tarpon, I mean, that's a sleigh ride there, man. We were chasing them last year, and some of the guys were hooking up with some triple-digit fish, man. That's a blast. And D is the queen of gator trout. D, what's the biggest trout you've ever caught?
34 inches.
34-inch trout. And when I was fishing with her about a month ago, we hooked up. It was a 32.5-inch red. I mean, we weren't on the water, but 30, 40 minutes. And D, what was that big old black drum that you caught last year? That was
last
a big old
year?
Monster. Or, well, maybe it was...
In this year?
Yeah, I guess it was this year.
You hooked
up in some big fish.
I don't remember how big that guy was, but he was heavy.
Of course,
I think he was about 40. Oh, he was 39. 39-inch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was my biggest one, yeah.
So, D, you fishing this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, lots of work. I'm not going to be sleeping for 4 days. Yeah,
and
tomorrow pre-fish, and then 4 days of charters, and then I hope I sleep after that.
Just catch up a little bit, and I'll be bringing some sweet water down on the first. So.
I've got another client on the first, so
okay.
I hope I'll be awake on the second to see you guys.
Okay, all right, and actually. Chris and Roland, you guys familiar with Kayak Wars? I think it's some guys there in Texas that started the
program. Yeah.
Well, we have a team, Kayak Fishing Radio, and we also have a Yak Angler team up in the Northeast. But Dee has carried the five of us. She is like in the top five anglers on the program. But every point I think we have, except for maybe 100 that have been put up on the board, is by Dee. She is just an awesome angler. That's kind of
right.
the way the rolling I fish like a girl joke is. And it's more about us fishing like girls. We want to be like D. So, but anyways, so we've been going for about an hour now, and I really appreciate you guys showing up. And please feel free to join in anytime. If you get on a computer, you can see the chat room. This will be podcasted, like I said, about 15 to 30 minutes after the show. It usually gets posted up onto iTunes, so you can tell your friends and neighbors and folks in the store there and post it on your website or whatever. But Chris, Roland, thanks, guys, for showing up. It was really fun talking to you. Nice meeting you. I hope to get out there to Texas and fish with you guys someday.
Sounds good. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, man. And like I said, if you get the app going, call us and let us know, man. It'll be fun to talk about it.
Sounds good.
All right. Rob, you got
Thanks,
a show
Jared.
At 11? Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep.
All right. So Rob will be kicking it off at 11. He's going to be speaking about etiquette and holding your pinky right while you cast. Is that the way it goes?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Okay. And D, thanks.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you or heard from you in a couple of days, so you must have been busy.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you're fishing and fishing and fishing, sometimes you just got to wash the dog and vacuum and wash your clothes. It's been trying to catch up with, you know, everyday life. You can't just be on the water all the time.
Dang. But I live vicariously through your exploits in fishing.
Yeah. It's been fun. Right, Greg? There he goes.
Yeah.
The hammerhead.
Yeah. He did good, though, huh?
He did. You know, I don't know if you guys know. We went and launched early in the morning because the fish were tailing pretty early, just before sun up. I mean, it was just great. And then all of a sudden, this airboat comes by, and it says, "Nope, you can't fish up there." And I went, "That's where the fish are. That was the plan." And this airboat comes down literally along the bank where all the fish are tailing, and just blows them out completely. Who knew, right? Who
knew?
Did
you shoot them?
But I wish I could, but he was a NASA dude. They would have blown me right up, you know. And so he goes back and drives right over those fish again. And we managed to land, I think he landed a good 20 trout and a couple of nice, decent reds. But he got his biggest redfish ever and his biggest trout ever. So he was a very happy camper, I think. I mean, that's what he says.
Yeah, he's just staying
here. And I think he wrote an article, so
yeah.
He's going to post that up on Yak Angler, and everybody can read that. But he also has a story in his own for his travels coming from New Hampshire down this way. And just read the article and get a big chuckle out of it. But the poor guy didn't sleep for like 36 hours straight. So that'll give you a little key into his strange trip. But I hope he had a good time. So.
All right. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight. Roland,
right,
you still there?
No.
Okay.
I sure am.
Did you have something else you wanted to add?
No, man. I was just listening in to the conversation. It's cool.
Okay. Yeah, we get to chatting. You know, next thing you know, we'll be on here for 2 hours. So, but
yeah.
And we just had to catch up with Dee there. She's always doing something interesting.
That's cool. Well, hey, thanks again, and y'all have a good night.
All right. Thanks, man.
Bye,
look
everybody.
Forward to hearing from you.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right. Good night. Rob, we'll see you at 11. Peace, man.
All right.
Lines.
See you.
Later, Rob. Bye, everybody.